Today on Table Talk with BYU Insider, we are talking about different traditions in our region.
Shalom and welcome back to Table Talk with BBYO Insider. I'm Bailey from Mountain Region and I'm so excited to be here with
I'm Sabrina from Hudson Valley Region.
I'm Emilia from Argentina.
And I'm Rebecca from Nassau Suffolk Region. How is everyone today?
Good. How
Doing
about you?
great. How's your
Good.
days?
Been good. I'm so
My
excited.
Spotify Wrapped came out today. Everyone happy with their results? When was your
Mine's kind of
use
random. I kind of use Amazon Music, but like we can like skip past that
Amazon?
for
Okay.
now. Okay, Sabrina, you want
Okay.
to start us off today?
Sure. So I have a story from March overnight last year, and it was during our BBG separates. So we all went into one room, just the BBGs, and we had spooey and snacks and sour patches and Starburst. We were all just like passing it around. It was very cute, and we were just sitting in a really big circle. We played like telephone, and it was very cute, and we were playing a few games, and then people started playing music because that's just what happens at separates, and people just start playing music. And it was so fun, and we were all dancing and singing. I didn't know all the words to all the songs, and other people didn't know all the words to all the songs, but it was really great. And then All Too Well came on. So we all got into a circle, just like did it. No one said, like, guys, let's get into a circle or anything. We just all got into a circle and start singing like all the words. And like even the people who didn't know all the words were still like dancing and like having fun. And then we get to the part where like you realize if it's like 5 minute version or 10 minute version. And it was like it skipped the entire bridge and we all start screaming. We're like, no. And we're like, what is this? And then like Regpo was like, sorry guys, sorry guys. So they like went and restarted the entire song. So we sang the entire song like all together, just in a big circle. And it was so cute. And it was just like so much like community and sisterhood. And like it's really just like what I really love about BBG and BBYO as a whole. And like just looking around, like seeing that, like I'm friends with all these people. I share interests with all these people. Like these are my sisters. Like it was just amazing. It was like a really great experience.
That
That
sounds
sounds
like so much
so
fun.
fun.
The
Yeah,
one
it
kind
was
of
really
thing
cool.
that like is kind of interesting to me, because in my region we do separates like really differently. For us, separates
Same.
is very like meaningful. It's like if like like chapter board or regional board, depending on what it is, will like have like a topic and like kind of like tell like stories. It gets very like emotional. Everyone's like telling like their personal experiences, and then there's like a little thing at the end where like at the last at my regional convention in winter, we did like it was like to whoever's writing my story. And then everyone, like the Redbro, like kind of went over like what they were saying. And then like everyone in my region kind of just wrote a letter, and everyone just like kind of like connected on like your guys was more like tearful, like outright level, where ours was like the difference was like ours was a little bit more like solemn and like meaningful connections. I feel like, I don't know.
Yeah, we
Yeah, that's like
usually
what
do it
ours
like that.
is.
So yeah, for WinCo and SpringCo, we do it like that every time. It's very deep and like very meaningful. But I think since March Overnight is more of like a low-key thing and a one-day thing, they wanted to do something a little bit more fun.
Yeah, we do like what was our last one? We did, so it was like we made snowflakes and like we had like write down questions and how like everyone's different, and it was so cute. And like I love that, like I love separates. It's so meaningful for us. Yeah.
Yeah, same here for me. I remember last separates, which is like started talking out of nowhere, about insecurities and how does like insecurities have like an impact on our lives. So it's a really like a really nice space where you can like open up with people.
Yeah, I totally understand. I love it because we do good and welfare after that. I don't know if you guys have that in your region, which is kind of what I call it, group therapy, where everyone just like goes around and like says what's on their mind or says like a personal experience that like other people can usually relate to. And it's like we're all sitting in a circle, and like someone, like some people will like get emotional and start crying, and then like everyone will like, not everyone, but like their close friends will like go over and hug them and just like sit with them, and it's just like a really like like bond that forms between us, especially like, because I feel like you're getting to know people on like a more deeper, like less like superficial level that you might like not get to know them during your regular meetings.
Yes, I
Definitely,
think.
like, I. You can go, Amelia.
Okay, I think BBG separates is way better. I remember that like ACA had their separates and they told me they did like yoga and some sort of inductions. It was really
Yeah.
weird.
I
They
don't
just always
do
weird.
anything in my
Yeah.
region.
Really? They do like weird stuff from what I've heard. But theirs is like not
I no, for
serious.
our I don't even want to know, to be
I
so
think
for
that
real.
like they no, that's so valid. Do talk about like real stuff in my region sometimes, but it depends. But back to Good and Welfare, like I remember my first Good and Welfare and I was just like shocked because it was such like a meaningful experience. Like I felt so connected to the people I was around. And like the rules
That's
around
so
Good and
true.
Welfare are so strict. If you like share something that someone said in Good and Welfare, like it's a big deal. And it was just amazing. And then like I got to camp and people weren't really like sharing their problems as much. And I just like wasn't used to it anymore because I was so used to BBYO where everyone's so open and amazing. And yeah.
Yeah. FBBY was just a whole different like atmosphere that you're not gonna get anywhere else. Just because everyone is in this organization to get the most out of it and to be able to form connection, to form sisters, and just to like, it's like you're forming a deeper understanding with everyone around you.
Yeah, I agree with that. I feel like when I tell like my non-BBYO friends, they're like, this is like crazy. Like what? And I'm like,
Yeah.
but it's so amazing. And like they get jealous. They're like, oh, I wish I was in BBYO. And I'm like, yeah, you wish. Like
Because like I don't even do this stuff like with my friend group who I've been friends with since like kindergarten. Like it's just like a whole
Yeah.
different dynamic. Like I will share stuff with people like that I literally met that meeting and like might be in like 8th grade that I won't with like my best friends. Cause it's just like it's just a whole different feeling. No, that's
Yes,
so
and
valid.
I feel like people from like that they are not in BYO don't really understand the feeling of being in it, and it's at first it's kind of weird. It's like, what do you actually do in BYO? And you
Yeah.
can explain it, right?
But you
Yeah, and
can't.
I mean,
Like, it's
like
just hard
really,
to.
I personally cannot explain it.
No.
Rebecca,
Yeah.
you have like a really good example of that. Do you want to share your story?
Oh my God. So, my region, my region is very close, and we have some like interesting type of like things that we do. And my region kind of has like an obsession with like fruit and like stuff like that. So normally during Shook, like you know, like they sell like sweatshirts, pins, backpacks, bracelets, like stuff like that. But the boys in my region, like their chapters, like they're not as active and they don't have as much like money or something to buy the Shook. So my region, I don't know how it created. I would love to actually like look into this, but we have something called Stickles, where what it is, it's kind of like a skewer or something like that you would roast a marshmallow on and like with like a pickle on it. And you'll just like go buy them for like $1 or two. And like these boys chapters, and they're like popular in my region. Like, I mean, like pickles are not like the best food, but like it's just like it's become a thing. And like it's just like bizarre to me, but like it's like just something that's like special to my region. Also, continue on the fruit note, my brother chapter named a pineapple. I don't like, I think it was last year or like 2 years ago. They named this pineapple Daquan, and like it, they bring it everywhere. You definitely saw it at IC if you were there. But everyone has pictures with it. They'll wear sunglasses. There's like shirts with Daquan on the back of it. Like it's just become like a thing. And they give it, or like they do something with it with like the goal of their chapter at the end of the year, like at their like, and at the end of their term. And it's just like, it's strange, but it's just something that's become so normalized in my region that it's just like, it just shows like that connection that we have, that like something that might be like completely bizarre is just like normalized.
Yeah, I like so relate to that because I have like a lot of like traditions relating to business meetings. And we just like say random things throughout the business meeting. And during my first business meeting, I was like, what is going on? but now it's just like normal and I like don't even pay attention to it anymore. And like we had like our joint business meeting with AZA and that was even weirder, but it still like was so much fun and it's just like really great because everyone is just able to bond on such a deeper level.
And it's like an understanding that like maybe like only your region or your chapter will have, but it's just like it's something that just you all can connect under, no
Yes,
matter how bizarre it is.
I feel like the relationship you have like with your group, with your chapter is so unique. It's really nice having like a place where you can be yourself and that people will understand you. And also like shared traditions and things you only understand, you and your friends. So yes.
Yeah, that's so true. I love BBYO. I can't say that enough.
I love BBYO too. I love my region so much because like all the traditions just like are just like so much fun, and like everyone in my region is just like I love them all. And one of my favorite things we do is on the last day of our convention, we do like a song, like a spirit circle, and we do like all our like chants. We do like, have you heard of like the ones like the East to West, like the donkey one? We do the BBG heartbeat, that's my favorite. But we always like are like they always say in the beginning, if you don't come back with like if you don't go home without no voice, you didn't do it right. And so I always try my best to go super loud. And my favorite chant is the BBG heartbeat, of course. And but that one's not like very like that's more like moving, like you like hitting the table or like the floor. But I just feel like really one with my BBGs, and like I'm in a BBYO chapter, so we don't always do a lot of like just BBG stuff, and I feel like it really gives you that like part of like you have more like connection and like yeah, I don't really know. I can't like it put into words like how it feels, but it's just like everyone gets to know each other, I feel like, and like we learn names when we do it, and like yeah. And then after we're done like doing them in like a different room, we go with the guys and we'll like try to see who can go the loudest. I think the girls are always louder, but yeah. And the guys like have like their big gavel and they like, I don't know the chant, I don't remember what it's called or anything, but they like run over into like by the BBGs and they're like, where's the gavel? And then they like run towards it and like start moshing or something, like start jumping on us. And it's so scary. And yeah, it's just really fun. I feel like Spirit Circle is like my favorite like tradition, and I feel like it brings everyone together.
Yeah,
No,
I
I
definitely agree.
completely.
We do the same thing at the end of our convention. So I just had my Winco this past weekend, and we did the circles at the end, and everyone was doing the cheers. And BBG Heartbeat is also my favorite just because I love the way that it sounds, and it sounds like so like impactful, if that makes sense. And also we do it with the boys. Usually they are louder. I think it's just because they have like deeper voices. They don't need to try as hard. We're like screeching and they're just like mumbling basically. So it's not really a fair competition, but proportionally we're definitely louder.
That's so true. Like I remember like for BBG Heartbeat in my convention, my hands were bright red at the end of it because you're all like banging on the ground, and like in the beginning it's like so like together and just everything sounds go so good, and then at the end it kind of gets like a little wonky because everyone's going at different speeds, but it's still like everyone, like no matter where you are, like with your hit, with the hitting or the clapping, like even if you don't understand it, at the end everyone just says BBG together. And I think that just like kind of just shows like how much BBYO and BBGs are a community, because no matter where you are in your life, you're still coming together for these last three letters that kind of just like make up the entire thing.
I agree with that. Yeah, and I think that doing that, like, because that there are like the different speeds that everyone eventually picks up, it's like we're kind of embracing our differences a little bit because it still sounds amazing. It's just like everyone's
going at different speeds, but you can still like feel the spirit and everyone's like clapping and everyone's like BBGs, and it's just a really impactful experience in my opinion.
Yeah, that's so true. Amelia was talking about how her chapter had this like crazy tradition, like this new one that I've never heard of because like she's from Argentina and like it's actually like so crazy to me. Amelia, do you want to explain it a little bit?
Yes, of course. I wanted to talk about a tradition we have in our chapter. My chapter is called Dimion. It means imagination. So this is called a Dimi debate. It's an activity we did 4 times now. My chapter was founded in 2021, and since its creation, we have the tradition of doing chapter meetings on debates. We always try to make it fun and discuss some different fun and weird topics. For the moment, for in the four we did, three of them were the basic and traditional debates. So we split it on 2 teams and debated on fun and topics like what's the best ice cream flavor or if it's better sleeping with or without socks. So last one was more like a presidential debate because we tried to imitate the electing process debate that we had this year in Argentina. And we had to split in 5 different groups with different ideologies like ambientalists or maybe using different accents, like different Spanish accents from Colombia, Mexico. And there was like another team that was more like Mean Girls. And based on our ideology, we had to answer like and debate on a different subject or situation. For example, there was one that was really funny, and it was when you go to like a friend's house and you try to flush the toilet and it doesn't work, what would you do? And it was really, really funny.
Wait,
I
I
remember.
love that.
That's so funny. I want to
Yeah.
do that at my chapter. That sounds
Yeah, I'm
so
gonna.
fun.
I want to start that because like it's also like incorporating like with like how you're doing like the presidential. It's kind of like learning about like what's going on in your life while also like making it like fun and entertaining for everyone, and like everyone like gets to like have an opinion, and it's not like it's gonna get like out of hand like crazy about politics. It's just like something that everyone like understands, but it's still like where does this come from? Like that's like one of those traditions. Like I just feel like that's what like. It's just like incorporates so many different aspects that just makes it like the perfect event for anybody.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
agree.
we
And I
did that
also,
one
again,
too.
from like an outside standpoint, it's gonna sound really strange, but I feel like once you experience it, it could be so much fun and really like be an opportunity to bond with everyone in your chapter.
Yeah, we did it. We did debate night for one of our Monday night programs, and it was like in the beginning of the term, so not everyone was like very close with each other. And I feel like at the end of it, we all like kind of got closer, and like everyone like then had like jokes, like inside jokes about it. 'Cause, like it was just so funny. I remember doing like it was just, yeah, I don't even know. It was just like so fun, and like that was one of my favorite programs I've ever done.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with that. I kind of want to like bring it up to my SIG or like maybe do it at our chair run meeting, and like 'cause I feel like this is just something that like everyone in your chapter will have fun doing, and like it takes like it does it's not going to be like a lot of prep time or a lot of materials, and it just sounds amazing.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, well, I think that's it. Thank you for joining us today.
Be sure to subscribe so you can be the first to know when a new episode comes out.
Tune in next time on Table Talk with BBYO Insider.